We're going to go ahead and start with our post-race media availabilities for the Ford EcoBoost 300 NASCAR Xfinity Series. We're joined by two of our championship four. We're going to wait just one more second and let a third member of our championship four join us up here on the stage. Driver of the number one Chevrolet, Elliott Sadler, eighth place finisher. Driver of the number seven Chevrolet, 12th place finisher, Justin Allgaier, and driver of the number 21 Chevrolet, Daniel Hemric, finished 34th. Gentlemen, I'll give you all an opportunity real quick just to talk a little bit about how the race unfolded for you, and then we'll take a few questions, and we can go ahead and start, Elliott, with you.
Just very frustrating into the night to be that close to a NASCAR championship and to be raced by somebody that was not racing for anything at all was, put us in a pretty bad position there at the end and let William catch us. And it's very devastating to me right now to have one taken away from you like that.
Dan or Justin?
For us. We came down here, we did our jobs, we practiced, qualified, did everything we needed to do to race the guys we had to race, and I was really looking forward to battling it out with everybody with our 21 Poppy Bank Chevrolet, and this wasn't meant to be. We were able to stay out front of those guys the first stage, come down pit road, thought we were in pretty good shape to kind of make our race car a little better. Racetrack was starting to go through the transition of cooling down and whatnot, so just logging laps, and when we left pit road, I started losing volts for whatever reason, and not exactly sure why yet or and all that stuff, but we'll get to the bottom of it. Not ideal by no means, but sometimes just not meant to be. And if it was meant to be, it would, but just wasn't our day. But I don't want that to take away from anything of our efforts that we did all year to put ourselves in position and to get ourselves here. So proud of the effort. And that's why we decided to keep running all the laps, because we didn't give up, and that's what got us here. So we wanted to 12 laps down or not, we wanted to complete the race, and that's what we did.
Justin?
Yeah, our race, unfortunately, much the same as Daniel, we felt like that we did all the work up until this point and did a good job yesterday in practice, felt like the car had good speed in it. And unfortunately, when the race started tonight, we knew something was way off. We just struggled kind of from the drop of the green. And there were moments of brightness. There was a few restarts where we picked up quite a few spots and thought that, maybe we had a shot to get up there and battle it out. But, ultimately, on the long run, we just really started dropping speed and just way too loose to be able to drive at the end of some of these runs. So really disappointing. As Daniel said, you work hard all year to get to this point. And obviously the goal at Daytona is to have a shot when you get to Homestead. You want to have a shot to go for a championship. Hats off to William. He did a great job, as did Elliott and Daniel all year, both of these guys. Cole did a great job tonight in the race. I mean, he come by me lapping me, and I was impressed with how fast he was. So I know that next year is going to be equally as much of a challenge. I'm looking forward to it, and just disappointed that we didn't have the night tonight that we needed.
We'll take questions now. If you'll raise your hand, we'll get a microphone to you. State your name and affiliation. We'll come right up front here, and then we'll go over to Phil, then Bob, then Jerry.
Nick DeGroote, Motorsport.com. Elliott, does it change your mindset at all knowing that Ryan was running for an owner's title about the way he raced you?
He wasn't, because the 22 was a half a lap ahead of him, so he wasn't racing anybody.
Fair enough.
We'll stay over the far left to Phil, then we'll go Bob and Jerry.
Hi, I'm Phil Alloway from frontstretch.com. This is for Justin. You mentioned earlier you were struggling with a loose condition. We had a 103-lap run to end tonight's race under green. Would... say if caution had come out with, say, 30, 35 laps to go, could an adjustment actually have fixed your issues, or would it have just undone itself?
I mean, coulda, woulda, shoulda. Unfortunately for us, there wasn't one. I felt like the short run would have been fine. We had good speed, so even without an adjustment, I think we could have at least maintained there. But I knew from watching the truck race last night that long green flag runs were going to be so important. That we saw a lot of green flag runs last night. So, just disappointing. I mean, at the end of the day, we just didn't do our job as good as we needed to, and didn't have the car that we needed tonight. And it's nothing taken away from our guys. They worked equally as hard this week as they have every week. We just missed it a little bit. But to have four Chevys going for a championship tonight, to have three Junior Motorsports cars. It was a good night. I mean, all in all, even though we didn't get the championship and and things didn't work out the way that they that we wanted them to. It was still a good night.
We'll go to Bob right here and then Jerry.
Bob Parker, CSPN. Justin, did not having Jason impact you this weekend?
No, I mean, I think not having Jason obviously was a big deal, but I felt like as a group we managed very, very well. Jason was, you know, equally as involved as much as he could be from not being here. But, you know, he was very much involved in what changes were being made to the car and what we were doing as far as the whole weekend goes. And so from that, you know, obviously having Chad come over and be a part of our race team tonight, huge thank you to him for being a part of that. Billy stepping up and being the crew chief this week and still trying to complete his car chief duties. I mean, there was a lot to take in for this weekend, and I feel like we did the best job that we possibly could, and I don't know that I personally don't think that we would have made any decisions differently on setup or what happened in the race had Jason been there or not.
We'll go to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan King and the Tires.net and Performance Racing Network. Elliot, you were out there. Obviously, the priest car affected you, but did you, when you were battling with William, how were you handling that? As far as, did you think you could really get back around him? Do you think you could have raced him down and passed him at that point without the interference?
No, I mean, track position was everything, and that's why, you know, that late in the run, and that's why, I mean, we were in the right position, I think, when I was 8 to 10 car lengths ahead of William, and with, what, 7 or 8 laps to go. And, you know, as long as you can hold your line and keep your momentum up, I don't think the guys could have, you know, no way he could have passed me. And I think when the 18 pinched me off so bad off of 2 and William got that run and cleared me into 3, I knew it had been pretty much over with there. So, I mean, it's just the track position was very important.
We'll go right here in the middle to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Elliot, with everything you've done through the years, all the efforts that have been made to win a championship, do you worry that you're destined not to, or can you not think that?
I hope I don't have that outlook, Dustin, but I think that it's very devastating today. I mean, 4 out of the last 6 years, we finished 2nd in the points. And tonight is as close as I've ever been to winning a championship. I mean, having to lead the races, I mean, to lead against the 9, the races in my hands to win the championship. And when I dove down into turn 1, we've been running behind the 18 for 10 laps. And when I dove down into 1, I thought he was going to give it to me, and I was going to slide him in front of him, and he just gassed it and pinched me down, and, I mean, that was it. And that's pretty hard to swallow. I mean, I've been racing a long time. Y'all know that. But I would say tonight is the most devastating and down and out I've ever felt in my career.
Any additional questions for our 3 contenders here? Gentlemen, congratulations on solid seasons, and we look forward to seeing you in Daytona.